Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Good day, Mark.
Hi, Mike.
We're going to talk about screening mammography. You've got an article from JAMA Internal Medicine. I'll give the citation in a moment. But by way of background, screening mammography is clearly the primary imaging modality for early detection of breast cancer. Why? Well, because it's the only method of breast cancer imaging that consistently has been found to decrease breast cancer-related mortality. But there are, at least at my university, enormous zealots for ultrasound. I mean, they're ultrasounding everybody for everything. But ultrasound is still not typically used in the routine screening for breast cancer. Although whole breast ultrasound screening can detect additional early stage breast cancers that mammography doesn't, particularly in women who've got dense breast tissue, the thought is that this additional screening test carries a substantial risk for false positive tests, which, of course, as listeners will know, leads to patient anxiety. It leads to unnecessary breast biopsies, often with benign results, and it leads to perhaps unnecessary follow-up imaging. So for all of these reasons, ultrasound has sort of taken a back stage. This article in JAMA, published in 2019, it starts on page 658. It attempts to answer the question, does the addition of ultrasound screening for breast cancer add benefit or harm to screening mammography alone? Mark, what did this study find?
Yeah, the researchers, they compared the results from over 6,000 women who were screened for breast cancer with mammography and ultrasound with 30,000 screening mammograms from 15,000 women from two large breast cancer registries in the United States. So they compared women who had both versus women who had mammography alone. About three quarters of the ultrasound screens were performed in women with dense breasts, and as compared with mammography alone group, were more likely to be at higher risk of breast cancer or to be younger than 50. So the ultrasound is being used, you know, apparently somewhat selectively in women with dense breasts and those who are at higher risk of breast cancer, and also younger women. They tried to adjust for these differences. The cancer detection rate, though, was similar across groups, 5.4 versus 5.5 cancers detected per 1,000 screens, so about one in every 200. There was no difference as well in interval cancers, which is the development of cancer between screenings. On the harm side, there were more unnecessary biopsies with women who got the combination screening. So 52 versus 22 unnecessary biopsies per 1,000 screens. There was also a greater likelihood of being recalled for screening at a shorter than normal interval if they had the combined screening. So at least in women younger than 50 at low, intermediate, or high risk of breast cancer, adding ultrasound isn't associated with more breast cancer detection, but it is associated with more unnecessary biopsies and more short-term recall. So some harm, no evidence in at least here of benefit of adding that ultrasound screening.
Good point. I am going to put the ultrasound screening for breast cancer aside. When I ask, I don't know in Georgia if you're noticing, but it does seem as though the ultrasound is sort of quickly replacing the stethoscope as the tool du jour for our medical students and residents. Everybody seems to run to the ultrasound for every single thing these days.
Yeah, it's certainly becoming popular. The ER, you know, are all over it and have been for quite a while.
Right.
If you look in other countries, if you look in Japan, Korea, for example, it's very common to see those in the office setting. I was in a German primary care practice a couple of years ago, and they had ultrasound in their office. So I think it's being rolled out. And, you know, as the scanners get cheaper and you can plug them into your iPhone, it's going to be very tempting. I think the challenge will be to make sure that we don't go down the path of over-screening and over-diagnosing because the test is now so much more convenient. We saw what happened in Korea and Japan when they started scanning everybody's thyroid. They had a huge increase in thyroid cancer diagnosis and no change in thyroid cancer mortality. So they were over-diagnosing, finding lots of little cancery looking, thyroid nodules that were then treated aggressively. to the harm of the patient without any real benefit. So I think we got to be careful and use it intelligently and have some research to back it up, not just start scanning everything in sight.
It's funny, just a quick anecdote, which is that last week I was with a student who was learning physical exam. And, you know, when we do the abdominal exam, we percuss, or maybe I'm aging myself or dating myself, but, you know, you percuss for the size of the liver. So I sort of percussed and it came out to be about 13 centimeters. And the student then pulled out of his pocket an ultrasound and, you know, got it to two decimal places, the significant size of the liver. He sort of blew me away. I was off by about a centimeter and a half anyways. It probably doesn't make any difference anyways. I will talk with you in a week.
Sounds good.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.